This podcast is being brought to you by the VA National Center for Patient Safety. I'm Joe Murphy, Public Affairs Officer, your host. My guest today is Don Sillars, who has written an article for the March-April 2015 edition of our newsletter, Tips. The article is entitled Healthcare-Associated Infections, a Persistent Patient Safety Issue. So, Don, why did you pick this topic?
Well, thanks, Joe. There's a surprising statistic that 75,000 patients per year die as a result of healthcare-associated infections, which is actually more than breast cancer, prostate cancer, and cervical cancer combined. So when you think about those cancers that have a lot of media exposure, most people don't even have healthcare-associated infections on their radar.
Well, Don, were you surprised by anything as you were doing the research for this article?
The most surprising information was from a recently published study on C. difficile. And C. difficile is a gastrointestinal infection. So one example of information that was in this study is that one in five people who contract C. difficile will experience a recurrence. And then also, in 30 days, 10% of patients who have contracted the disease will have succumbed to the disease in that time period. And one final example that was surprising from this study was that patients who are age 65 or greater contract C. difficile at a rate that is about 9 times higher than those that are under the age of 65.
What in particular, Don, would you like readers to take away from this article?
There are two things that have been shown to decrease the number of healthcare-associated infections. And those two things are hand hygiene and antibiotic stewardship. So antibiotic stewardship is giving people the correct antibiotic for the infection, giving them the right dose, through the right route, and for the right amount of time. And as for a patient, we need to make sure that we don't ask for antibiotics when it's not appropriate, and to take them as long as they've been prescribed. So like that means that we wouldn't discontinue them when we start feeling better. We would take them in the entire time they've been prescribed. So as far as hand hygiene goes, healthcare providers need to make sure that they follow recommended hand hygiene guidelines. For instance, they need to wash their hands after removing gloves. And this is because gloves can develop small tears that may not easily be seen. And also, for instance, with the C. difficile, alcohol hand rub that you see on the walls where they squirt a bit in their hands and then they don't need to use water, that actually does not work to inactivate the spores of C. difficile. So you need to use soap and water.
So, Don, is there anything else that you'd like to say about this issue before we end this podcast?
Yes. As you will note in the article, the VA has implemented several successful initiatives designed to protect patients from these dangerous infections and improve patient safety efforts.
This podcast has been brought to you by the VA National Center for Patient Safety. Thanks for listening.